The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music already. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, wide awake and ready to go, believe it or not. And and the equipment is working just fine, so everything should go smoothly this morning. We just need a few callers on the line. Interesting week in the snow, and I'm sure it was interesting for you all. We didn't lose power. We only got, right here at the house, only got about 4 or 5 inches of snow, but of course the ice, you know, it rained all day Sunday. The ice came Sunday night. Had the truck get plowed in, and that's another story for another minute, but not right now. Got to cook a lot of venison over the week as I stayed home most of the time. And I think we have Glenn on the air, on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you staying warm up there?
Yes, so far.
Yeah? You haven't been out walking on this crazy ice, have you?
No.
Good. Good. I stay off it as much as possible. So, but how much snow did you get, Glenn?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, I haven't been out much.
Yeah.
Maybe an inch or two, I guess. I don't know. Maybe.
Inch or two? Oh, okay. Well, you didn't get as much.
Maybe
as you
more,
did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just been low profile, huh?
Yep.
I got you. Well, maybe on Monday, Groundhog Day, you can stick your head out the door. Maybe you'll see your shadow. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think I know what his prediction is going to be this year. I don't think it's going to be an early spring. I'm just guessing, but you never know what that guy's going to do, that groundhog.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, good. At least I made you laugh a little bit. That's good. So, anyway, I mean, I've been watching the cameras all week. I wanted to make sure the deer had a little bit of corn on the ground, you know, before the storm, and I had no idea what it was going to do. Went out and put corn out in two spots where I have the cameras, just kind of like I like to watch and see what's on the farm and, you know, see what kind of deer we've got moving around there. And sure enough, Friday night, I had 2 bucks on camera and 4 or 5 does. And then that was the last Friday night was the last I saw a deer on either camera until, I guess, yesterday midday. 1:30, 2 o'clock, there was one deer came out and braved the ice. The squirrels and the birds, however, though, I did delete probably 2,000 pictures of squirrels and birds and squirrels and birds and birds and squirrels and squirrels and birds. I mean, there were a lot of birds and a lot of squirrels, and squirrels would dig and then the birds would capitalize, you know, so that's how it worked. But what a mess. The grackles moved in, the boat-tail grackles moved in, and, you know, you get 100 birds in a field, and every time one of them moves, it takes a picture. So, you know, it's like, Yeah, we had a fox, we had a couple rabbits, a couple fox. Of course, it's fox breeding season right now, so anyway. Well, good. I'm glad to hear from you. So we're giving tickets away to the National Outdoor Show. You've been down there a couple times with your daughter, I remember. So we'll talk about that show here shortly. And bucks, bears, stags will be there measuring deer. And that's the 20, 7th and 28th. February 27th and 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We'll also be at the Explore the Shore Outdoors Expo, and that's the 21st. That's Packing House in Cambridge. And we'll be at the Maryland Bow Hunter Society. So that'll be good. So anyway, maybe we'll get to see one of those times. How's that?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, we'll see. Get your daughter to take you. Depending on the weather, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yep. So all right, bud. Well, appreciate the call, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Stay warm.
Yeah, you too. Catch you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Talk to you soon. There goes Glenn. All right. We are giving tickets away to the National Outdoor Show. I already mentioned February 21st. Jeez, get the date right, Alan. 27th and 28th. It's Friday night and Saturday. Saturday's the big deal. It runs till well past, you know, midnight on Saturday night. It's the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. It's a lot of vendors and, you know, food that you can get at the cafeteria, and it's a pretty nice little show. We've been doing it since 2018. Of course, they canceled one or two after COVID, but during and after COVID. But you know, it's a good group of folks down in Dorchester County. They run a nice little place there. So, and we've measured some really nice deer. There are a couple state records, and boy, if you looked at the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, whew, holy moly! 200-inch deer coming in. I mean, really, 200 inches of gross antlers. That's pretty amazing. One was from Southern Maryland. We're putting another one up today from the Eastern Shore that was 210 inches gross. Comes in at number four now with the compound bow in Maryland. So we'll put that up here a little later today and get a lot of hits. Nothing like that big velvet buck that got a lot of publicity early on, was on all the sites. Just looked yesterday, that got 202,000 hits on our Facebook page. 202,000 views. How about that? That's a big number. Honestly, though, we do pretty good. Most of them get, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10,000, and we're happy with the results of that part of our social media. Spread the word. It looks like hopefully Monday, DNR is going to meet with one of our guys and do a little video and get an explanation and do an article about us in the Natural Resource publication that goes out digitally to 50,000 people, so more people will learn about our Maryland official scoring program here. So sounds like a plan to me. All right, let's see. Okay, I'll tell you about my week here in a bit. But Aaron says we have to talk about our sponsors, so I think we should too. So, as you can imagine, as cold as it's been, the gas fireplace insert has been on and off here during the week, on more than off, as the temperatures get colder in the evening, you know, and I got to let the dogs out, and the door's open for a minute and cools the room off, but cools it off pretty quick. But, you know, everything's on auto. Everything's on remote control, so it's kept the room nice and warm. And, you know, it's an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. And I went to Backyard Billy's the other day. I was there Wednesday. And I walked around in the room where all the gas fireplace inserts are and all the wood stoves and the barbecue grills. And you go in the door, which is not facing 50. It's around the opposite side. It's on Drummer Drive. They're just off of Route 50. You go in the door and you go to the left, and that takes you into that room. And there's a tremendous selection of beautiful gas fireplace inserts. And I was amazed at the style and the variety of pellet and wood stoves, too. Some really nice freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves and all that. So, you know, I highly recommend Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Why? Because they have product knowledge. They know what they're selling. Number two, they're friendly people. I mean, and knowledgeable. They'll walk you through the whole process, tell you everything you need to know. The follow-up and service is great, and the price is good. So, I mean, I love this room-filling heat from this gas fireplace insert. It was just a firebox before and a fireplace. So, hey, you can select a new pellet gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You can stop in that showroom soon. and you'll make a decision on what you are looking for. BackyardVillage.com, Hearth America Facebook page, call 410-827-4500. Write that down, 827-4500. Hearth America Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. It's right off Route 50 if you're coming from Kent Island, 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. I visited all our sponsors the other day, at least on the other side of the bridge, so that was good. I mentioned that 79th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 27, 28. It's at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. So you go out of Cambridge on Route 16, you turn on, like you're going to Blackwater, keep on going till you get to the school on Golden Hill Road on the left-hand side. Show opens Friday at 5 p.m., Saturday at 9 a.m., $8 for adults, $4 per child. It's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championships, and you're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers and watermen and wildlife. It's a different bunch, I'll tell you. We are proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surround them. That's what they tell you. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot, how about that, 1 foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, deer measuring, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies right there and muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Mr. Flowers is the one who goes out and gets some muskrats fresh every day. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 27, 28, 2026. We'll see you at the 79th National Outdoor Show. For times and details, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on.
Yep.
All right, let's see. So, Sunday stayed in, and I have been getting last couple of years neck roasts from my deer processor, deer neck roast. And I remember years ago having a neck roast as a guest of a friend when I first started hunting a farm in Cecil County. They invited me to stay overnight, you know, to hunt the next morning, and his wife cooked a venison neck roast in the crock pot, and I remember how delicious it was. So I cooked one up, and you know, in a crock pot with potatoes and onions, and I used a little red wine and some beef consomme to cook it in the crock pot. That was my liquid. So cooked up really well, tasted really good. Just, you know, you have to pick it off the neck bones, which is fine, no big deal. And it turned out great. So I just ate some like that with a few potatoes and onions. So next morning I took the leftover potatoes and onions and diced them up with some neck roast and put them in the skillet with some bacon grease and a little butter and started frying that stuff up. And then I cracked about 3 or 4 eggs in there and stirred all that up, and that was breakfast the next day. And that was really, really good. So digging around here for something different, and I found a 4-cheese pizza, deep dish Philadelphia pizza in the freezer. I'm like, I'll try that. I don't eat a lot of pizza. And, you know, if I do, it's like one piece. So, and I love pizza. So I got that pizza out and I read the instructions. I thought, 4 cheese, there's no meat. Wonder how that venison would be on top of that. So I chopped it up a little bit, you know, pretty fine. And I thought, I need to season that with something. So I found some Greek seasoning and put some Greek seasoning in the bag and, you know, Ziploc, and put a bunch of neck roast in there with some a little bit of cayenne pepper. Shook it all up, put it on the pizza, baked the pizza according to directions. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful, wonderful dinner that was. So let's, I'll tell you what. that was good. So, you know, neck roast, it was about a four-pound roast, so I got plenty of meat. I'm almost done with it now, but the other day I put some in the skillet again with some bacon grease and started, you know, heating it up a little bit, and took some Vidalia onion barbecue sauce and dumped in there and stirred it up again with a little cayenne pepper, you know, and a little, and listen to this, add a little unsweetened pineapple juice. That's what I make my smoothies with in the morning, and stir that all up with that barbecue sauce and that venison and that little bit of cayenne pepper. What a delicious flavor. So there's a lot you can do with venison that you don't think of, not just steaks and burger and that type of thing. That neck roast is just tender and delicious. Makes great barbecue. It's every bit as good as pulled pork, just not as fat. Fatty. So there we are. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Working on the hunting quarterly. That goes to Press Monday. The rest of it, the covers went. And it's turkey heavy this time around with turkey season coming up. But we've got an article about the yellow perch and did a little compilation of what's going on with striped bass. There's no real decision hard and fast done and confirmed with DNR because it's in the scoping process, which is in the public comment period right now until the end of February. So the deal is pretty much what I told you before. The spring closure is going to be reopened to catch and release in April and harvest in May. So the May, the summer season is May 1st to July 31st. There's a closure between August 1st and 31st. The whole month of August is closed. And then it comes back open September 1 through December 5th. And the season closes December 5th. December 6th opens back up to catch and release all the way through the end of April. So there's only one month that you cannot target striped bass in Maryland, and that is the month of August. And I have never been a fan, as you know, of catch and release. We just don't know what the stressors are. You know, when you lift these gravid fish out of the water, these fish full of eggs out of the water, and even take a quick photo and put them back in, we don't know. You know, and they're out there now catching those, you know, when the weather's fit and the bay is not frozen, they're out there now catching these big fish, 30, 40-pound female rockfish, putting them back, taking a big old picture and putting them back. So that will continue until that'll continue the 1st of May. So we'll see. We'll see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, ooh, there's a nice one. There's a nice one, Lee. Getting a couple pictures from folks of snow, deer and snow, things like that. So we're getting gearing up for the show season. As I said, the Expo, the Explore the Shore Expo, the Nashua Outdoor Show, and then the Bowhunter Society coming up. We'll bring you more on that. But if you'd like to win tickets to the National Outdoor Show, just give us a call here. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, go in the air with me, and everything will be good. So that number is 410-WCBM-680. So I want to hear about snow stories. I want to hear about any wildlife you've seen, if any. I've shared what I've seen, you know, and come on, give us a call. Give us a call. We know you're listening. We know you're out there. Yeah, we do. We do. Stopped by Clyde Sports Shop the other day, too. And Clyde says, look, I got a lot of X-Bolts. The X-Bolt bolt-action high-powered rifles. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I got a lot of them. I got a stainless stalker. I've got X-Bolt Hunters. I've got X-Bolt Safari Series. I've got X-Bolts like crazy. And he does. I took a picture of one stack of the X-Bolts that are there, and he said, please talk about X-Bolts and tell people if they would like to have it a good high-powered rifle that's available in a lot of standard calibers, 30-06 and 270 and all that, but also some short magnums, also some magnums, and 7mm magnum, things like that. A lot of variety. And he said prices are competitive. So I said, okay, good. That's what we'll talk about when we talk about Clyde Sport Shop. Stop by Superior Linings and Maryland Spray Linings, two fellows that work together with us here with the mil-spec liners. They're doing good. They're filling, still spraying trucks. What I did see at Superior Linings was a trailer. It was a not expanded metal. It was, what do you call them? The textured metal with the diamonds on it. Deck plate. There's what it is. Deck plate. It was a deck plate trailer, and the entire thing was sprayed. The side rails were sprayed. The deck plate was sprayed. And I imagine that deck plate, if it gets wet, or especially icy, that's going to be real difficult to stay on or keep your stuff from sliding around on it. But with that mil-spec lining on there, that was a great looking job, and value added to the life of that trailer and to the resale value too. So that mil-spec stuff is great stuff. So who else did I go see? Battery Warehouse. Oh man, Eldersburg. That's where I visit the Eldersburg shop, and I said, did you get any new hockey puck lights from Nebo? No, I don't have any of those in yet. Well, I said, you ought to take a look. Well, I'm going to order some. I said, okay. Do you need a light for hunting? You need a light to carry in your car? I carry a Larry in my car. It's got a bar on it that lights up. It also lights up like a flashlight on the end, magnetic. And it's a great light from Nebo. And so they have all the Nebo lights, the spotlight, I'm just telling you, I carry about four or five flashlights at any time, two or three in the truck, two or three in my pack. Why so many flashlights? Well, you got to make sure they're charged or the batteries aren't dead. So I have backups. And I use different ones from different people. So let's see. Dawn in Mount Airy. Let's go to Dawn in Mount Airy. Hello, Don.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
All right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here on the air. What's going on with you?
Well, a couple things you were talking about brought back some memories. So, just listening to you, I remember I'm 70 years old, about your age.
Yep.
Bill Burton on the television with the magnetic fish and all that stuff, grew up with all that. So.
Yeah, sure.
And Clyde's. I actually delivered milk to Clyde's mother. The house.
Did you really?
Store, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worked for Cloverland Dairy at one point when I got out of high school, and still delivered door to door. And remember his mother counting bloodworms in the little store there.
Oh yeah, Clyde, I remember that. Absolutely.
Gunsmith and John and all them.
Yep.
My dad would call down there and tell him to hold some grass shrimp for us when yellow perch come in, and that's when we really started fishing when the yellow perch come in. So, but
the yellow perch, they've reduced the freshwater's the same, but they did reduce the limit on the tidal perch to five in possession right now.
Is that right?
So, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't fished for them for years. It's been a long time. I still wade the Upper Potomac for smallmouth and still go down Dorchester County.
Yeah.
Fish some of them guts when them rock run up in there in the fall.
I got you. Yeah. Well, that's a good way to do it.
50 degrees and then they are gone.
Yeah.
I grew up hunting down there. big gun club that was about 1,600 acres off Smithville Road.
Wow, yeah, yeah. I hunted off Smithville Road one time.
Whereabouts?
I can't even tell you. It was a guided trip, and guide said, get in a truck, and we went over somewhere. He said, stands back there, never saw a deer, but... But I have sick of deer hunted in Golden Hill and Hooper's Island and Elliott Island. I hunt Elliott Island now. I did take a little hind, a nice hind with the muzzleloader this year. My granddaughter in the stand, so that was fun. I've been working on that a little bit too. The snack sticks are really good. So,
yeah, it's a different world down there. I still love it down there. We Dad pulled me out of school to go to deer camp for a week.
Yep.
Was a boy, and my grandfather and nine other men started the club.
Wow.
And I knew every one of them. They're all dead now.
Wow.
Dead. But the club, there's still a couple fellas in it, but it's not the same. It was, Blackwater, all the property that was there, Blackwater owns now.
Yeah, yeah. They buy a lot of property up down there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a different world. I knew a lot of the people down there, and still know a few. One of the game wardens that was over at Blackwater, Bill Geese, he's retired now.
Yeah. I talked to a woman the other day who was on the very first hunt that they opened in Blackwater.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
I can remember. There's so many memories down there that I can't even, I started going down there, I think my first memory, I was probably about 5 years old.
Right.
And still remember that Wire Products there in Church Creek had the huge mosquito.
That big mosquito on the building, yeah.
With belt. Yeah, made out of them wire belts.
Yep.
Things change. And
all the time.
Mom's at Jenkins that lived down Smithville Road, his boy Cecil, his name's on the wall down there at Vietnam Memorial. Cecil.
Okay.
First boy from Eastern Shore killed in Vietnam.
What's his last name?
Jenkins.
Cecil Jenkins.
J-E-N-K-I-N-S, Cecil. His father was Balanza.
Got it.
Down Smithville Road. Trapped and everything down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, you sound like you would enjoy a couple tickets to the outdoor show. Would you like to go?
I don't know. I've been to it before. I don't know. I don't want you to waste them on me because I don't know if I'll get down there.
All right. Well, talk to some of those fellows that killed some big deer down there, and get them to bring those deer into the show and get them measured up for the record book.
I got one on the wall that Tinker Johnson measured for me. I killed down there in 1972.
Right.
6.6. I dressed out 105 pounds, and that's the only sick I ever had mounted. But
I got it. Well, what 100? That's a big sick.
It was,
Yeah, that's a big boy. What was the score? Do you remember?
It's in that book that you print.
Okay. All right.
It didn't make the. I'd have to go out and look on the paperwork to see what it is. It wasn't.
Yeah.
I can remember the day like it was yesterday, but
sure.
Back there, towards Goose Dam, big area.
Yeah.
Go back Stewart's Canal.
Okay.
All that ground back there, well, from Smithville Road all the way to Goose Dam, all the way to 16.
That's a lot of wilderness, buddy.
Well, it is. It's a different world. In a different world.
You don't want to get turned around back in there.
I have been, but I've worked my way out of there. Little boy, 10, 11 years old with a shotgun, I'd go squirrel hunting there. I used to be able to kill one Delmarva's fox squirrel a day.
Oh, wow.
Started, but that's been years ago, and then, of course, gray squirrels, and that's...
Yeah.
Squirrel hunting's when we pretty much started hunting.
Sure, that was it.
And pheasant and rabbit and deer hunting was 1 week, and bucks only till they...
Oh, yeah.
You know something that triggers a memory, and it's been years ago, and I've been wanting to... you guys, when Bill Burton and you published that...
Deer hunting guide, yeah.
There was a year that they had in there all the counties in Maryland, and it's been a good while back.
We had that for three or four years, and
Yeah, they actually started, because Dorchester County, a buddy of mine that we still, he used to hunt, we fished together, and Gary's 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
I was telling him about it, and we were talking about when Dorchester County deer season actually came in.
Right.
And we think it was probably in the late 50s, but not sure.
Yeah.
I knew my father and grandfather would go to Grantsville and hunt, and then they went to Snow Hill. The club was in, you know, the club was active, but it was no deer season.
Right, right.
And I remember that it was age like in the middle of the book and had every county in Maryland.
That's right.
Deer kills over certain years and when they were actually open in those counties.
We did, and we also had every public area in there, and the evaluation that DNR did on the deer from those counties, public areas with the antler dimension, or, you know, the diameters and the ages and that type of thing. That was quite. Bill put that together. I don't know how he did it. So
Like I said, it. I know it's somewhere where it, you know, could be found out. I don't have internet. I don't have no use for it. But
I got you. Well, I'm glad you're listening today. So. But well, we do have to roll along, my friend. So appreciate going down memory lane there with you for a little bit, and stay tuned and keep calling. I'd love to hear from you.
Can I mention one other thing to you that
yes,
might
sir.
Help you
real quick.
And others?
Yep.
I've always soaked deer meat in salt water and, you know, wild game to pull the blood out.
Uh huh.
And I read numerous times about soaking in either buttermilk.
Yep.
Or milk with salt in it, of course.
Yeah.
And the last deer roast I cooked, I soaked it in milk. I've always got milk with salt in it, and it makes a big, big, big difference.
Good. I love to hear that stuff. So
yeah, that I've read it for you know, numerous times.
Sure. Buttermilk helps break down the meat and makes it more tender. That's for sure.
Yeah. So. Milk does the same thing.
Yep. Know. All right. Very good.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thanks for the tip. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Joe. All right, here we go. So A&M Auctions coming up next week. Day one, 21st Annual Firearms Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th. Items are located at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg. That's down below Salisbury there. AMAuctions.com is the website. The first day is Tuesday, February 3rd. Starts at 5:03 p.m. and is online only. The online bidding will be available at amauctions.com via ProxyBid. So you go to the website, you connect to the link on ProxyBid, and then you get to see everything that comes up on the auction block. On Tuesday, February 3rd, we're talking about estate collections and consignments, 150 lots of ammo and knives and swords and bayonets and hunting, shooting, and reloading accessories, scopes and bows, and much, much more. The preview is this coming Monday from 4 to 7 at the auction house. You can see more by going to, again, www.amauctions.com for more information. And day two is the 200 firearms, but we'll get to that in a minute. Albright's Gun Shop. You know, there's no better time to buy or to own a firearm right now, and that would be... Well, it's the best time to own a Benelli, a Franke, or a Stoger. I was looking at the Stoger air rifles the other day. It looked pretty cool. Purchase a Benelli and receive a free backpack and a gun case. And here's something else. Albright's Gun Shop just received a large collection of Remington firearms, including 20-gauge 1187s and hard-to-find left-hand 1100s, and many, many more classic Remingtons. So they are having a blowout sale. Mark the dates here. This is Friday, February 27th. Same as the National Outdoor Show from 10 to 7, and then Saturday, February 28th from 10 to 2. First Light and Barber Clothing, 40% off. They're having a free giveaway, too. You can win a classic pre-owned Remington 1187 in beautiful condition. It's a 12-gauge Sportsman Field shotgun. All you got to do is go in and register at the store. There's no purchase necessary. Albright's Gun Shop is located 36 East Dover Street in historic Easton, Maryland. That phone number, 410-820-8811. The website is AlbrightsGunShop.com. Celebrating 43 years, and now you know. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car, truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstate. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558. 58 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, that must mean we're running out of time. Let's talk to Odell in Baltimore. Good morning, Odell. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I got a little story to tell you about my great-grandson. It's my great-nephew, but he says, can I call you Poppy? I said, you can call me anything you want. So he's like going out looking at wildlife. So his father and his mother were walking through the woods to go cut through to get to the 7-Eleven. They seen 22 deer, and he's all excited. He calls me on the phone, Poppy, I seen 22 deer and $6. I said, $6? Well, you got $6 to take me to get a happy meal? He said, no, Poppy, are you a moron? $6 deer.
Are you a moron? How old's this kid?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Four.
Yeah,
I took him fishing down. I took him down a pier off Fort Armstead.
Yeah.
And back to sometime, he caught a 13-inch flounder there.
Nice. That's crazy.
And the guy says, I've been here all day, and that little man come down there fishing, and he's got his shoes on the wrong feet. He says, "Mister, I don't care. I caught me a fish."
That's right. Dang right. You shut up.
Yeah, he's a
moron.
I tell you. Yeah. He says, "Poppy, you a moron. Why you call me a moron? I ain't got $6 to take you to Uncle McDonald's and get a Happy Meal." I said, $6, male deer. Don't you know that?
Oh, brother. That's great, Odell. Great story. You gave me the laugh for the day, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. I listen to you all the time. I used to call on a lot, and
yeah,
I sure miss your wife on there.
I appreciate that very much. I miss her, too.
So. She's a great lady. I never
met
her, but I hear she was a great lady.
She was indeed.
God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Odell. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Joe and Whitman. Morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. How are you?
I think everything ice. That's all I see.
Ice is right, man. Yeah, you got ice all around your pier. I mean, there's ice all along the bay. I was up and down there, too. That was crazy. So crazy.
I think how we're kind of a world apart here, that on the other side today, they're going to be jumping in the water. And over here, we're doing log canoe races.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I started to go up there and watch those guys later on today. But actually, thinking about doing a little bit of ice fishing, too. I'm going to go out and see how thick the ice is here. But.
Well, you might be able to do that. Absolutely. I know Deep Creek's good, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Deep Creek's good. It was like 1 degree up there in Frostburg last night. So I'll keep my eye on that Oakland-Frostburg area. Because, you know, I'm thinking about one of these days going up there and doing a little ice fishing. Just timing of everything, you know, deer season and all that stuff. Maybe if the ice stays on a little bit, I'll go up there. I know some folks up there that love to catch those yellow perch through the ice and pickerel and everything else, so...
Yeah.
Very good.
My son and I were talking about maybe Sunday, Monday, go out, do a little bit of perch fishing.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, all right, buddy.
Take care.
Good.
You
all
too.
Right,
bye-bye. There you go. Hey, so I did talk about Clyde Sports Shop and the X-Pulse, but I don't know if I gave you the address. It's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. That's 21227 Halethorpe and... lands down there. So Clyde's been around since 1957. I got to see Clyde the other day, had a conversation with him. He was in the shop. But that number there is 410-242-6108. The email or website is clydesportshop.com, www.clydesportshop.com. Two S's right there. Open 7 days a week for firearms and licenses and ammunition, scope mounting and accessories, and the X bolts in every different configuration you can imagine. Go take a look at them. They're a beautiful, beautiful high-powered rifle, and a good one to add to your collection, and now's a good time to do that. So, Backyard Billies, I can't talk enough about those folks. Great people, fun to talk to, enjoyable to walk around the shop and see all the different stuff that they have. Go in there and check out those fireplace inserts. And if not those, get to check out the wood or pellet stoves. Of course, if you need pellets, they sell pellets by the bag or the pallet. They got a great selection of Big Green Egg grills in there. You know, you might want to keep one handy here for this kind of weather in case the power goes out. I've cooked on the grill when the power goes out, you know, when I used to live in Baltimore County, too. But Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and about a dozen other brands of stoves and inserts. So you can select a pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert and stop by Backyard Billy's at backyardbillies.com is the website, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 827-4500 opens 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue is the exit. Backyard Billy's is on Drummer Drive, if you put that in your GPS, and Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic.
For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me round a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
You do your thing, I'll do mine. 11 degrees in Easton, and there's the music for the end of the first hour. Great show. Enjoyed all y'all. We talked a lot about venison, and I will, you know, we hear some jokes all the time, but steak jokes are rare. So, listen, get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you in a few minutes to continue the show and talk to you soon.
Maryland. Talk Radio 680.